Brendan Dassey is sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole in 41 years. Stephen Avery's 17-year-old nephew was convicted in April of helping his uncle shoot, stab, rape, burn, and mutilate Teresa Halbach on Halloween of 2005. Mike Halbach, Teresa's brother, shows no mercy for Brendan Dassey.
Judge Fox, I would not have asked you to send a hero to prison, but I will ask you to send this rapist and murderer to prison for the rest of his life without ever becoming eligible for parole.
Brad Dassey, half-brother of Brendan, asks for leniency.
I just pray that you go easy on him, Judge Fox, and that if you do give him life, you have eligibility for parole.
Prosecutor Ken Kratz says Dassey doesn't deserve to be let off easy.
This isn't a minimum sentence case. Nowhere near the minimum is appropriate for all of these aggravating factors and all of the horrific aspects of this case. So I'd urge the court to at least reject anything close to the minimum.
Dassey's attorney asks the court for a glimmer of hope.
Asking the court to consider as a light at the end of the tunnel, in recognition of his age, his role, in recognition that he would be in his middle age or close to his middle age at the time of his eligibility, that the court consider the 20-year mandatory eligibility for release.
Manitowoc Judge Jerome Fox says these crimes need substantial punishment.
To make this defendant eligible for extended supervision at the statutory 20-year minimum as suggested by the defense would, in this court's opinion, unduly depreciate the gravity of these offenses. The court believes that there is a moral need for punishment, substantial punishment for these crimes.
This morning, Judge Fox set Brendan Dassey's parole eligibility date at November 1st of 2048, when Dassey turns 59. Stephen Avery was sentenced to life without parole in June. He is now appealing his conviction. The case made national news because the murder came just 2 years after Avery was freed from prison for being wrongfully convicted of rape in the 1980s. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.